Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Petit Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. This is Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. It's a great joy to be with you once again to discuss the business of the government and what is happening within the Ministry of Finance. In the studio with me today is Mr. Mike Sylvester, Deputy Permanent Secretary within the Ministry of Finance. And so I'm going to be talking to him about a number of things here this morning, what we would see happening with government and how are we working together to ensure that this country succeed. There is something unique about the responsibility we do have, and mainly looking at our statutory bodies here in Grenada and what has been happening with that. We take a word from our sponsors, we come back and we will continue our discussion here with Mr. Mike Sylvester from the Ministry of Finance.
In these troubled times, you need to wrap yourself around your faith and let your faith protect you. That's why we at the St. George's Baptist Church offer you a spiritual home and an extended family. We're not just a church, we're a community of believers who encourage and support your spiritual growth.
You gotta have hope. You gotta have something.
You're personally invited to our Sunday service at the St. George's Baptist Church at Springs. For prayer, encouragement, and worship, call 440-6325 or 409-1533. Find your way home. Don't stumble in the dark.
And who will save your soul if you won't save your own? And
welcome back, Stanford Simon. With me is Mr. Mike Sylvester. Good day to you, Mike Sylvester.
Good day, Pastor. Good day, Pastor.
Let me start. Yeah, go. That's fine.
Good day, Pastor Simon, and let me say a pleasant good day to your listening public as well, and to indicate that I'm very happy to be here once again from the Ministry of Finance to share some of what we do at the ministry.
Okay, very good, at least. And in the past week have been very hectic for you in the first 3 months of the year. How is the Ministry of Finance doing?
We are coming along. We are working very hard and, of course, trying to make sure that we put the country on a right footing. So we are working very hard.
But a lot have changed, though, in the past 12 months since, not 12 months, 24 months since you started with the restructuring.
Yes, of course. As indicated in our last meeting and our regular updates, we are seeing some progress. We are making some significant strides. And I think as we continue on that vein, we are going to achieve the objectives and the goals that we have set for ourselves in moving the country forward.
Okay. Now, recently, the Prime Minister met with the statutory bodies here in Grenada and state-owned enterprises. Why is there a focus on statutory bodies at this time?
Right. Thank you very much. That's a very good question. The Prime Minister, in fact, did meet with the statutory bodies earlier this month, in fact, on March 10th. And the objective of the meeting essentially was to outline a new framework for the management and oversight of statutory bodies. And, of course, he started by commending some of the bodies for some of those that are doing very well. For instance, in the case of Marketing Board has returned to profitability after many years of loss and so on. And he, in fact, did indicate that as part of the governance arrangement, the new governance arrangement, the board is actually doing very well at this particular time in serving the farmers and also in realizing strong profits and so on. So he began, of course, by that, and then he basically outlined that as part of the homegrown program, we ought to deal specifically with the reform of statutory bodies. You cannot reform central government or government and leave them out of the loop. And so he, in fact, did indicate that it was a very key component of the reform program. He also dispelled some myths that are there. And one of the myths, of course, is that statutory bodies are independent of government. He made the point that they are, in fact, not, and they are agents of the state, and that they are subject to the direction and control of the government. And he also outlined some expectations. And this is something that we're going to do from now on. At the start of every year, the Prime Minister is going to issue to all statutory bodies and SOEs what is called a letter of expectation, outlining what is government expectation for that particular year for most of the bodies. So we'll talk about that a little more as we go forward. But essentially, the whole idea is to reduce fiscal risk for the entire public sector. So we cannot be doing something at the central and the statutory bodies are out there doing something entirely different. And the idea is to bring everybody into that loop and ensure that there is better oversight, better governance, and that statutory bodies are actually delivering on what they were set up to do. So they are not set up, for instance, for the benefit of the management and employees, but to deliver service and, in fact, to even have a return to the shareholder, which, of course, is the government.
Okay. Now, how many statutory bodies are there with the state-owned in enterprises that exist in Grenada?
Yeah, we are talking about 25 such bodies, and there are many around. A lot of people will know them. You're talking about, for instance, we have some that are monopoly service providers. So you're talking about the Grenada Airports Authority. You're talking about the Grenada Ports Authority, Nawasa, Grenada Postal Corporation, Solid Waste. You also have those that are engaged in the market, competing as sort of private entities. You have the Gravel and Concrete, for instance. You also have the Market and National Importing Board, which I mentioned before. You have some that are land and facility owners, developers. So like the Housing Authority, you have the GIDC, a National Stadium, and some of those authorities. You have financial ones. So you have the GAFIN, the NIS, the Grenada Development Bank. There are non-commercial ones. So you're referring to, for instance, Child Welfare Authority, the TMI Community College. Some of these are also statutory bodies under the control of the state. They have a slightly different kind of arrangement. So they are quasi-government, as we sort of refer to them. Most of them are run and controlled by a board and so on and so forth.
Okay. I understand that a report was done on statutory bodies, and Cabinet has now approved a plan for statutory bodies. That plan in itself was put forward by government. What can you tell us about that plan? What is it exactly that government is asking of statutory bodies going forward?
Right. So we would have commissioned an assessment of all the statutory bodies. It was done by the assistance of CARTAC, which is the Caribbean Regional Technical Assistance Center. And it's a technical assistance body that serves the Caribbean. Out of the assessment, a report was presented to the cabinet with recommendations on how to treat with the various statutory bodies. So for instance, the report recommended, for instance, that marketing board be sold. It also recommended that gravel and concrete, for instance, be sold to the private sector. It recommended others, for instance, it recommended fee increases for others. It recommend basically a restructuring of all of those bodies and specific recommendations on each of the bodies, which was presented to the cabinet. The cabinet then appointed a three-man committee headed by Minister Joseph, Oliver Joseph, to review the recommendation and make some final proposals to it. And so the committee met, and of course, they made the recommendations to the cabinet. The committee agreed with some of the recommendations, and of course, the committee had different views. And so what cabinet essentially approved was what the committee sort of presented to it, of course, with their own changes. And this is what the framework that we have now in respect of all the statutory bodies. So the meeting at the National Stadium, of course, was to sort of put them on point in respect of that. All right. The plan also called for a phased implementation. So you will have some within the period 2015 and 2016, you'll have some that you start with immediately. And then you have others that you will start with during the period 2017, 2019. That is the sort of framework. As part of that also, we as part of the reform and as part of the plan, we are also going to implement, as I mentioned before, this letter of expectations that we're going to do at the start of every year. The intention as well is also to hold regular meetings with the statutory board because as part of the plan, they are now to report on a regular basis to the Ministry of Finance. We are developing capacity within the Ministry of Finance to monitor these bodies through our policy unit. So that again will sort of help. Just to give a flavor of some of the things, some of the recommendations that came out. So the report would have recommended that marketing board be sold. The cabinet has agreed that marketing board will not be sold in light of the fact that it is now a profit-making enterprise. And to the extent that it continues to make profits and deliver to the farmers, that it will remain in its current state, right? In the case of Graveland Concrete, the government has agreed that Graveland Concrete will not be sold, but that it will enter into some partnership with a private party for the management and operations of the entity, so that it becomes a profitable entity and also that it returns profits or returns to the government. And so it's that kind of arrangement. In the case of say GDB, for instance, what the government has committed is that it will invest resources into GDB so that it can continue to serve the public in respect of some of the its mandate. You're talking about loans to education, loans for whatever it is that GDB now does, and even an expanded role, small business development, and so on.
So you are saying they have not agreed to sell any of the state-owned the bodies or enterprise.
That's correct. What they have agreed is that in some instances where there is need to improve efficiency and so on, they have agreed that there will be some private arrangement or private partnership with government. So instead of PPP, you have PPP, that would be banded around in recent times quite a lot. So it's a sort of...
So what does that mean, PPP?
Well, it means there are different forms, all right? But what it means is an engagement or a contractual engagement between government and the private sector for whether it's the management operations of a particular body. And there are different elements. So for instance, a case where government were to lease all of its assets to a private body, so that the body will run and then basically pay a lease to the government. That is a form of PPP in a broad sense. But there are many others. It could be one where both government and the partner is running the particular operation. Or it could be a partner, private partner, putting in resources and let government run. But most of the times you find the private person or the private partner running because of they have depending on the type of organization, and they have expertise in a particular area, they would most likely do the management part of it. Mm.
You mentioned CARTAC, who did the study. What is CARTAC? Some person wondering what organization and what does it do?
Right. CARTAC is, as I said, is the Caribbean Regional Technical Assistance Center. And it is a body that is funded. It has many funders. The International Monetary Fund, for instance, is a major funder of that. You have a number of other countries, Canada, UK, a number of other countries who are contributing to that fund. And essentially what they do is technical assistance to the Caribbean region, right? So if you go to Africa, you will find a similar organization that is funded by the same set of people that provide technical assistance to that region. So in our case, it's CARTAC, Caribbean Regional Technical Assistance Center. It has been in existence for quite a while. And essentially what we do is that if there is a need within the country at a national level for a particular assistance, right, we can request, whether it's a technical expert for a period, they will come in, review our system, provide recommendation, and then we sort of take from that. Based on what they recommend, whether we take everything, we take part of it, and so on. In some cases, they have a long-term experts that are based in Barbados that would go around and assist all the different countries. And there are different areas. So they do PFM, for instance, public finance management. They will do in financial sector stability issues. A wide range of technical issues that countries require at this particular time, they would do. So all the countries may have different needs. So they would address them, and then they will look at some of the regional needs, and they would address also regional needs. So you have training and workshops. They will do that. And then, of course, they'll have individual country assistance.
All right, we'll take a word from our sponsors. I'm speaking to Mr. Mike Sylvester, who is Assistant Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. We're looking specifically at the statutory bodies today, looking at where they are, what has government done, some new discussion has happened on it, and recommendation has been made. And so we want to let you know what is happening there. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Take a word from our sponsors. We come right back. Continue my discussion here with Mr. Mike Sylvester.
Are you in need of a place to worship, fellowship, to love and experience the power of God through His preached word? The members of the St. George's Baptist Church on Hay Springs, Belmont Road invites you to come and be blessed, come and worship, come and praise, come and give thanks. Every Sunday, the members of the St. George's Baptist Church on the Springs, Belmont Road await your visit.
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance with me in the studio, Mr. Mike Sylvester. He is the Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. Mike, the Prime Minister of the Ministry of Finance recently issued a letter of expectation to all statutory bodies. What is that all about? What really is he asking them for in that letter?
Right. The letter of expectation is part and parcel of the reform arrangements that I mentioned earlier. And what the letter of expectation, as I said, is it provides a sort of outline or a sort of list of requirements, needs that the government expects that statutory bodies will follow in a particular year or going forward, for that matter. So in this letter of expectation, for example, the government advised that a new law, a new public finance management law, has been passed, and that statutory bodies should familiarize themselves with the law as it relates to their operations. Right? Now, the new law has a lot more stringent requirements and responsibilities for the management operation of statutory bodies, reporting requirements, transparency requirements, and so on. So they are asked to familiarize themselves with that. Also on the issue of wage and or employment and compensation practices. The government has issued instructions relative to that. So it is saying now, before you even start negotiations on wages and salary, you must first write to the government requiring specific instruction and direction on that. So we don't want a case where the government is saying at the center, we cannot pay wages and salaries, we cannot pay this because the government finances in a particular situation. But a statutory body is out there granting 10, 15, and 20% increase in salary. It has to be part of a overall...
A collective.
Collective, right, and sort of joint arrangement. And I make the point again, the government as a parent, the child should not be doing something that is outside of that particular home or that particular arrangement. There's also a policy on, for instance, dividends. In the past, very few statutory bodies pay dividends to the government. We have instituted a dividend policy in particular, requiring not all, those that are profit-making and so on, and those that are at a particular stage to make profits, to pay dividends to the government. In respect of taxes and so on, we are now requiring statutory bodies to pay taxes where the acts and so on require them to do so. We have also indicated that government is going to reduce on concessions to statutory bodies, and so they are now a more fair player in the market. And a number of other instructions that were sent out. We have performance arrangements that we are requiring of them, basically, that they would have to submit to the Ministry of Finance on a regular basis. And as I indicated earlier, we are building capacity within the Ministry of Finance to be able to assess and monitor what is happening there, and of course report to the government. They are required, of course, to prepare business plans and prepare strategic plans and prepare annual plans and submit to the government. They are required to submit by a particular date, reports. They are required to submit their annual reports by a particular date. All of those things are expectations that the government require of them. And so that is in that letter that we are talking about that was issued and will be issued at the start of the financial year every year. As part of the overall management and oversight of statutory bodies and so on, going forward.
So you are saying no longer a free pass or free ride for statutory bodies? Well, I'm back here. So, you know, I mean, let's face the reality.
It would not be business as usual.
Well, he's very diplomatic. But the problem is, and all of us know that some of the statutory bodies was doing their own thing, really. For us to be able to see statutory bodies doing more and be more accountable, that is exactly what government is asking, to be more accountable. What is the next step or process that government is taking now that you put together a plan, now that the clarity is there for statutory bodies and it's a state-owned enterprises? Talk to us about what are the next steps to be taken by government or the bodies themselves.
Very important question. The next step, of course, is implementation. And that process has already started. For instance, in the case of Gavilan Concrete, the cabinet has already appointed a committee to look at the whole process of getting that private partner that I spoke about earlier. Interestingly, coming out of the meeting, there were many suggestions from the statutory bodies themselves in terms of how they can improve their own performance and how they can improve the process as it relates to supporting that new initiative of the government. And what came out of that meeting, in fact, is a small committee of statutory bodies, of the chairpersons and so on, of that statutory body, that they're going to meet with government to refine even further some of the strategies that was discussed at that meeting. Of course, the government has said that they want the meeting to be on a regular basis, so whether it's every quarter or whether it's every month. Coming out of the committee, for instance, it was suggested that a smaller committee could meet on a more regular basis than you have a broader committee meeting, maybe twice per year. So all those things, we are now shaping those measures to be able to monitor the implementation process. So as I said, the next step is basically implementation. That has started. But we are refining and so on to see how best we can monitor the implementation to ensure that we have results and ensure that we have commitment to the process going forward. So it's not a meeting today and then next 5 years there's another meeting and persons asking the question, well, okay, we met last year, what has happened? We met 2 years ago and nothing happened. Right. So it had that consistent approach to the process and holding persons accountable and so on, and we are going to do that. And so that is essentially the next steps, I would say, at this particular time.
Okay. The question I think that some person would want to know, the IMF visited in February. And just to talk to us broadly, what are some of the things that has came out of the last visit? And where are we in the homegrown program that we're having?
Oh, well, yes, the visit took place to conduct the second review of the program. You would be aware that sometime last year, in December, the first review was completed, and that was the first review to assess the period January to June of the program. And of course, we passed with flying colors. And I say pass in the sense that significant progress was made, and we got high commendation from the IMF for that performance. The second review was to review the period January to December. And again, we did very well. We met all the targets under the program. We also made significant progress in respect of the structural benchmarks. And these structural benchmarks are related to putting a framework in place, for instance, passing respective laws, changing policy, adopting new policies, and so on, that will basically consolidate the gains that we'd have made so far. So, for instance, on the Public Finance Management Act, we are required to pass regulations that will support this act. And so we are in the process of doing that. And we have a timeline by which we hope to finish. So by the time the IMF goes to the board, which is hopefully sometime in May, to finalize the second review, we should have passed, for instance, of gotten have in place all the structural benchmarks and the regulations and so on that I mentioned by that particular date. But on the fiscal side, we would have met the target, in fact, by a very wide margin. Wow. So, for instance, we have the we have a performance criteria on what is called the primary balance. And so your primary balance essentially is your total revenues and grants minus your total non-interest expenditure. So you're taking your total revenues and so on and grants, you're taking your total expenditure and you're excluding the interest payments, and there is a benchmark on that, right? That benchmark was about 50 something million US. We were in the negative. We basically got that figure down to about 20 something million. So wow. that margin there, and it means that we would have performed better on our revenues, and we would have performed better on our expenditure, right? So we would have kept expenditure in line. And I say non-interest expenditure right. in yes. line, mm-hmm. I would have done better on our revenues. So that is a very important progress in that particular area. And of course, we also, basically going forward, we have some of the same criteria that we are monitoring. And based on where we are, it seems apparent that we are going to continue to meet those criteria.
Well, I see that smile on your face. It means that you're happy with what you're seeing.
Yes, so far so good.
Okay, and government itself is pleased with where they are in terms of the development and in terms of the structure that have been put in place are reaping the results of that.
Yes. It's a difficult process. You don't expect everything to happen almost immediately, but I think if we keep on the path, we should achieve the desired results.
Okay. Any final thoughts?
Well, just to thank you again for being here and having the opportunity to share critical information in terms of what the Ministry of Finance has been doing and what we have been working, of course, on a daily basis, trying to see how we can improve the lives of Canadians.
You have been listening there, my discussion with Mr. Mike Sylvester, who is the Deputy Permanent Secretary within the Ministry of Finance. We've been talking specifically about the statutory bodies and state-owned enterprises. Where are they? What is government is doing? And the many things government has put in place to ensure they run effectively and efficiently with all that is happening within the homegrown program, that they fall in line with the policies and guidance of government. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for joining me today as we continue to work together. As I indicated to you, if you have any questions, you can send it to me at stanfordsimon01@gmail.com. And you can also go to our website, sgbcgrenada.com. The program is uploaded there on the Encounter interviews. You can also go to the government website, Inside Finance, and you would find the interviews there. Thank you so much for being with me today. Join me here next week at the same time where we do this all over again. My special thanks to Mr. Mike Sylvester, who is the Deputy Permanent Secretary within the Ministry of Finance. Have a blessed week.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.